We're doing Tariyag Mitzvot, and we were up to a discussion of the mitzvos that aren't so common. So, the next mitzvah we're up to is an interesting mitzvah. The Torah says in the case of a rape, so then the rape victim has a right to say, you know, no one's ever going to marry me now after I've been violated. I want the rapist to marry me. She has a right to that. And if he marries, and the Torah says he's obligated to that. He can't divorce her. He's obligated to her if she wants it. She can say, that's what I want, and then he's obligated. And if he does it, he is in fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah to marry the woman and the biblical prohibition against divorcing her. The Torah says he can't divorce her for life. So long as she wants it, he's forced to her. The Torah gives us a mitzvah if a person gets married and then he comes in after the wedding and he says, you know, my wife wasn't a virgin. She said she was a virgin. And I have sources that say that she cheated on me between the engagement and the wedding. That's when she cheated. That's talking about in Chazal's time when there was biblical engagement, Kiddushin and Nisuin. Today we do everything in one place at the wedding. But in Chazal's time there was this stage, the first stage of engagement and then wedding. And then the Torah says if we verify that he was lying, so that's called the Motzi Shemra, and there too, the Torah says he was just trying to find a ploy to divorce her and badmouth her. He is biblically obligated to remain married to her for life, and he's prohibited from divorcing her. He's not allowed to divorce her. Obviously, she has an out, but he has no out. He's not allowed to throw her to the dogs. We have a mitzvah if a person, his brother passes away without children, then he has a mitzvah to marry his sister-in-law. If his brother had children, it is biblically prohibited and it is considered almost incest for a person to marry his brother's wife. It is biblically prohibited, it's gilui arayos. Here the Torah says, if the brother died without children, then a unique thing in the Torah, then there's a mitzvah to marry his wife, and that's called yibum. And today our custom is that we don't do yibum, we only do chalitza, where she spits in the shoe, and the courts declare that she is free to marry whoever she wants. But if he does do yibum, in some Sephardi cultures, I hear they still do yibum. They didn't accept this not to do yibum. So then he should say, I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of doing yibum and the biblical prohibition not to let the deceased wife go and just marry anyone, but to make sure that she has a husband within the family.